Welcome to the third of our shiurim on Maseches Tamid. Again, this is just a straight shiur on the Gemara intended to help people to make a siyum on Erev Pesach if they're stuck in isolation. So we are up to the third line on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph in the standard Vilna Shas. Tanan Hasam, we quote the Mishnah in Midos. We have already made reference to this Mishnah that identifies where you have Kohanim and Levium serving as guards in the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishnah says, Beshloshim Makomos HaKohanim Shomrim Beis HaMikdash. You have three places in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kohanim act as guards. We've talked about that already. Beis Avtinas, Beis Anitas, Beis HaMokad. Those three areas, the upper areas, as we've discussed. Va'alaviyim b'chaf alaf mekomos, and the Leviyim are in 21 places. Hey al hey shari harabayis, five of them are at gates to the Temple Mount, harabayis. Dalet al dalet pino sami bifnim, and then you have four at four corners inside those gates. Hey al hey shari azara, five at the five gates into the azara, into the Beis HaMikdash. V'dalet al dalet pino sami bachutz, and four at the corners on the outside, echad belishkas hakarban, one in the room of the karban. Room of the karban, according to the Rosh, is where they stored or checked the karban animals. Echad belishkas haparochas, another one in the room of the parochas, the curtain. The Rosh says that's where they weaved the parochas. Echad acharei beis hakaporas, and one of them behind the kodesh kadashim, also known as beis hakaporas. The kaparas being a term we use for the lid on the aron. So if we do our math quickly, we have 5 plus 4 is 9 plus 5 is 14, plus 4 is 18, and then 1, 1, 1, grand total 21. Don't laugh, the math isn't going to be so simple by the time we're done. The Gemara asks, how do we know this? Where do you get these 21? Amar Rav Yehuda Misura Ba'amila B'masnisa Tana. So either Rav Yehuda of Sura or we've got a Brisa, either way, based on Psukim and Divrei Hayamim. Now, the text that we have in a standard Vilna Shas is a little bit different from the text that we have in Divrei Hayamim. I'm going to go with the Pasuk as it appears in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chaf Vav, and we're looking specifically at Psukim Yud Zayin Yud Ches, sent to 17 and 18. This is part of a passage about the division of the tribe of Levi to various tribes. So it begins with the word Lamizrach. So far, so good. Lamizrach ha-Leviim shisha. To the east, six Leviim. Latzafona layom arba'ah. To the north, you have four every day. Layom is understood by the commentators to mean kol yom. Each day you have four. Lanegba layom arba'ah. You have another four to the south. Vala asupim shnayim shnayim. And for the asupim, another two. Asupim seems to be the name of a place, as the commentators generally take it. La parbar, la ma'arav, arba'a la mesila, shnayim la parbar. And then for the parbar, parbar we're about to explain in the Gemara means the outside. In the west parbar, you've got four at the mesila, at the path, and shnayim la parbar, and then two more at the parbar itself. And that's our division. So if you were to try to do the math and count those up, you'd run into a problem. Amri, the Gemara says, Hani Chavdalad Habu, that's 24, that's not 21. So we get two answers in the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, Hachi Kamar, this is what we're saying, Asupim Shnayim. Asupim is not two and two, four, it's not two pairs of two, but there are only two there. Akati Yashinu Trehavu, good, 24 minus 2, that means we have 22, we wanted 21. Hech de Parbar Chad Hava, yeah, but the one who's in the Parbar, we said there were two at the Parbar, that's really only one guard. Vachrina Bitsavsu, who does, Yosef Gabe Mishum Dekoy Avroi. And the other one is just to keep him company, because after all, you're outside, so he has somebody with him, he has an escort. But really, the only one required guard. Interesting. Myla Parbar, what is this Parbar? Ama Rabba Bar of Shila, Kimandamar Klape Bar. It's like saying towards the outside or facing the outside. That's all that Parbar means. So our first answer from Abaye makes everything work very nicely. We reduce the Asupim to two, and there's only one at the Parbar plus somebody to keep him company. V'iba Yisema, second answer, you could say, La'olam Chavdala Kiddich Siv. It's really 24, the way we said in the first place. Flasa Minayu De Kohanim. three of them are actually Kohanim, Be'esrin Dechad de Levim, and then you have an additional 21 that are Levim. So the 24 includes the three Kohanim we mentioned before. So the Gemara says, V'ahaha Levim hu dechsiv, but that's not what we said. We said that that these are all 21 for the Levim, right? We said explicitly, B'shloshim Mekomos HaKohanim Shomrim dot, V'alevim B'chafalof Mekomos. It actually says that our answer is that it's 24, and three of those 24 are for the Kohanim, and our problem is that the Pasuk says Levim. Our problem is not with our Mishnah from before. Our problem is the Pasuk that says Levim. So the answer is Kebishua ben Levi. It sounds like Kebishua ben Levi says, Elso Adamer, Kebishua ben Levi, Bechab Dal Mekomos, Nikru, Kohanim, Levim. There are 24 places in Tanakh where Kohanim are identified as Levim. Vizeh Echad Mehen, this is one of them, Vakonim, Valevim, Bnei Tzadok, Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Kohanim HaLevim, the Kohanim who are Levim. Okay. We said, Chamisha Achamisha Shari HaHabayis. We said that there were five at the five gates to enter the Temple Mount. V'arba al arba pinosami mitocho. Four at the four corners inside. And then we said, Hey al hey Shari Azara. Five at the five gates to the Azara. V'arba al arba pinosami bachutz. And four at the four corners outside. Maishna HaHabayis Davdina mitocho. Umaishna Azara Davdina mibachutz. If you look at the wording, we said that the four at the four corners for Harabayis are on the inside, whereas the four that are at the four corners in the Azara are on the outside of the gates. Why is that? So the Gemara's answer seems to be predicated on the assumption that our preference is for them to be inside. However, when it comes to the Azara, we have a reason to put them outside. Amri, Harabayis di'i tama oboy mesiv yasiv. At Harabayis, if he becomes exhausted, he can sit down if he's on the inside of the gates. Amri na mitocho, so let him be on the inside, and that's fine. We're okay with that. I assume that the etymology for tama, being tired, exhausted, is connected to tama, being shocked also. Not sure. Azara, di'i tama boy lemesiv lamatzi yasiv. However, if he's on the inside of the gates for the Azara, he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to sit down. If he gets tired, da'amar mar ein yeshiva ba'azara elamalchei beis David bilvad. Only kings of the house of David are allowed to sit in there. So we say, fine, then keep your guard post outside. If you want more information about who can sit in the Beis HaMikdash, you might want to take a look at the Mishnah LeMelech in the 7th chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Rashi in Yuma Chavei seems to say that it's a deoraisa, because the Pasuk said, Lamod l'shareis, to stand and to serve. However, Rashi in Sanhedrin Kufalev says it's halacha l'moshe misinai. There is more to be said about that. Look in the Olas Tamid of Rav Moshe Greenwald as well. Last note within this discussion, though, back in our Gemara. Amar Mar, hey al hey Shari Azara. You're telling me that there are five guards at the five gates to the Azara. The hey Sharam hu dahavi ba Azara? You're telling me that there were five? Rimini, we've learned Zayin Sharam hayu ba Azara. There were actually seven. Gimel b'tzafon v'gimel b'darim. Three north side, three south side. V'achav b'mizrach, one in the east. For those who don't believe it, look at those pictures that are found in a standard Vilna Shas after Maseches Midos. Specifically, you want a Daf Mem Amud Aleph. It's diagram Yud Zayin, and you can see for yourself. We have Shar Hanitzot, Shar HaKorban, Shar Beis Hamokad, Shar Nikanor, and then on the other side, on the south side, Shar Amayim, Shar HaKorban, Shar Adalek. So we actually have seven. That presents us with our problem. I'm not sure they mean Shar Nikanor for the east one. I wonder if they don't mean Shar Ulam. In any case, the point is made. You've got seven in your diagram, not five. To which the Gemara's answer is, ha, you think that's a problem? I have news for you. We have other sources that give other numbers. Actually, that's our second answer. I jumped the gun. The Amar Abaye's answer is Trei Minayu Lotzvichishim, where he says two of these gates don't actually need guards. What do you mean? So the parish in the side notes, Beis Hamokad and Beis Hanitzot are areas that don't need guards because you already had Kohanim in those areas. So therefore, you don't need Levim over there. But Rava Amar Tanoihi, Rava says this whole thing is a machlokes Tanoim in terms of how many gates you had into the Azara Desanya. He quotes you a brisa. Ein pochsin miyud gimel gizbarin umizayin amarkalin. We're talking about the officers who are in charge of various duties in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're told you have no fewer than 13 gizbarin. Gizbarin tend to be people who are in charge of collections and of funds, as well as zayin amarkalin, 7 amarkalin. Amarkalin, according to the parish on the side in our Gemara, says people who are appointed over everybody, including over the gizbarin. Rabbi Nassin omer ein pochsin miyud gimel gizbarin, and Rabbi Nassin says no fewer than 13 gizbarin keneged yud gimel sharim, parallel to the 13 sharim, the 13 gates. And the parish on the site said that the gizbarin actually refers to the sharim, to the people who are gatekeepers. So he says you need to have no fewer than 13. So the Gemara says, commenting on that brisa, this is Rava talking, dal chamisha de harabayis, from your 13 you're going to subtract 5 that are the entrances to harabayis, pashalohu tamanya da azara, that leaves you with 8 that take you into the azara. Alma ikatana damar tamanya habus, it must be that there were 8 according to him. Vikatana damar shivas, we have another Tana who says 7, that was ours. Vikatana damar chamisha habu, and then you have another Tana who says that there are 5. So, you know, the answer is 5 was actually ours, I'm sorry. We had 5 in ours. You had 7 in the brisa that we quoted. Now we have 8 as well. And the answer is that we actually have a dispute on this score. God willing, in the next year, we will look at the next sugya, which will be about sleeping in Big Day Kahuna, and that will take us all the way through Chavzayin Amad Aleph, and we'll take that. I'm sorry, all the way through Chavzayin Amad Beis, probably onto Chavches Amad Aleph.